Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where we take time and answer questions that you've sent in. We've got a pretty thick list of questions, so let's jump in on it today, Angel.
All right, Joe. We're going to talk about intimacy right out of the gate.
Well, let's start right at the top.
Okay. What role does intimacy play in marriage, and how can couples keep the spark alive throughout their relationship?
Be honest with one another.
What role does it play?
Well, it plays a huge role, because if you start guessing, it's hard to be intimate with somebody you do not trust. The only way you trust somebody is being totally upfront, honest with them. You can't trust somebody, their intimacy is not involved in that in any place. You got to be able to trust them and what they do, what they say, where they're going. Marriages, we counsel couples. You always, well, I don't know who they're talking to, where they're going, what they're thinking. I said, you're not God. You can't control that. You got to roll the Bible says, roll your cares home to God, for God cares for you. So when you get married, you're just like, hey, I'm married. I'm happy to be married, but I'm not God. I'm not God for them. They got to trust God like I got to trust God. I can't control them. The minute you try to control your spouse, you're hitting that dead end road, because you can't do that. Only God can do that. So roll your cares over to God. Pray for your spouse every day. Be nice to them. Go the second mile, you know, serve. You know, it's all in the Bible. And if you do that, it'll work out good, because you're not perfect. Marriage is nothing more than two ignorant people growing up together. That ought to be a bumper sticker. I think it is somewhere in Texas.
I think the key to having a lot of intimacy in your relationship is having a real open and honest communication.
Yes.
And I think intimacy is very important.
Critical.
But if you don't have open and honest communication, like, for example, if the husband is not helping to please the wife.
Yes.
And every time she tries to address it, he cuts her off because it hurts his ego. Uh-oh. I know a couple like that right now. Yeah. Then you're never going to move past that.
No, you're not.
What you're going to get is a very frustrated wife that's going to blow up one day.
Or hump for somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it is a spiritual need that's supposed to be met by your spouse. If it's not getting met by your spouse, you're like an old dog go hunting in the woods for something else. And you didn't mean to.
There's no shame in the fact that we expect young men to, when probably the most exposure they've ever had is a lie,
yep,
through movies or pornography or whatever, yep, and we expect them to just be amazing lovers. You can't be an amazing lover without amazing communication.
Nope. Because, there's no two couples that are the same. One thing I've learned working in marriages for years, like, no two couples are the same. You're two different people, come from two different backgrounds, two different IQs, two different GPAs. Opposites attract. So you got to learn to adapt to one another. Well, what do you need? So you got to learn to ask a lot of questions. Well, is that good? Is that not good? What would you like me to do? We don't want to do that. I won't do that. You want to do that? I'll do that. I'll do whatever it takes to make this thing work. And that's the biggest opening, where you realize, hey, I don't have to hide anything or be embarrassed about anything. I'm just going to share my heart. You know, I'm just going to be honest. Would you like that? No. Well, why? This? And okay. Keep a notepad, keep a 3x5 card with it. Just keep notes like, well, don't do this, do this, because every couple's different.
Can you guys hear our cat in the background? Because he is really making a lot of noise today. Sorry about that.
Did we answer that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I agree with you 100% on that one. How important is maintaining an individuality within a marriage? And what are some ways couples can nurture their personal growth while also growing together?
Well, I didn't change when I got married. The things I liked before I got married, I still like. Angel and I, we're not even on the same page when it comes to movies. I like old black and white movies with a good guy.
Or being social. I love people. I could go out all the time. And Joe could be here all the time.
Angel knows every one of our neighbors. I don't know any of them. I don't think I've ever talked to any of them. I'm not rude. I'm just don't want to, you know, when I come, I'm not thinking about talking to them. Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. How you doing? I'm going in the house. You know, I got stuff I'm going to do. And so Angel's very social. I am totally opposite. We are a perfect match. And she's helping become better at it. I need to get better at it. It's a weakness of mine. And people say, oh, Joe, he's so friendly. Well, when he's speaking, but not when he's not speaking. People say, you know, does Joe laugh all the time at home? And he said, no, I don't think he ever laughs hardly any. You know, he's very quiet. And people, they find that hard to believe. I am a quiet person. I'm a very reserved person. I'm not weird. I'm just quiet.
Really shy.
Yeah, probably. I probably could be labeled as shy. Yeah. So anyhow, opposites attract, and you got to learn to kind of start to adapt to one another.
Yeah, but I think you maintain. Now, I have seen couples, you know, where more so with wives becoming, you know, like suddenly they get married and they start dressing dowdy, or you know, they're not wearing makeup or something, and the husband is just becoming really controlling about every aspect of their lives. Yep. And now, so obviously they're losing their individuality. Which I think is so unfair, because you knew what you were getting when you asked.
If you're sharing more with your friend than you are with your spouse, you're in trouble. If you're taking more, when you take a friend to lunch, you're talking about the back fence, the backyard. If you're sharing more about your marriage with your neighbor than you are with your spouse, you're in deep trouble.
Or your mother.
Yeah. Don't do that. Husband and wife, the most intimate relationship God made that's possible. So you got to be totally upfront and honest with one another. Now, you can't yell about it and don't say, but we need to talk. You got to keep it kind of calm and just put a smile on your face. Hey, sir, can we talk just a minute? I'm kind of confused about this. You said you like to eat this, but I made it four nights in a row and you're tired of it. Is there something wrong with that? Yeah, I don't want to eat it four nights in a row. You know, it's just being honest and upfront about everything in your life, every area of your life. And maybe it's things you need to change. And your spouse can help you see that. Well, I didn't know I did that. You know, I didn't think I was that backward. But then Angel's pointed out some great stuff. And we're still working on a relationship, growing and getting better. It's like, and we've been doing that for the rest of our life. Just what we do.
Well, and that's just life, because I'm not the same person I was when I was 20. Thank the Lord. And, you know, because life has a way of changing you. You gain wisdom. You make big mistakes and you learn from them. Hopefully you don't make them again.
Yep.
And if you do, you learn hopefully the second time.
Yeah. It gets worse. Yeah. Hopefully you learn quick.
But, as far as like me, I just have always just, I think my daughter summed it up really good one time. I heard her husband is 6'5" and she's 4'11". And, he said, maybe you should wear high heels one time. She goes, listen, you knew what you're getting when you asked me out. I'm going to be me. I'm not going to go around in heels. And even if I did, it would not make that big of a difference. Maybe 5 foot.
And they're a great match. They are a great couple.
So she just put him in his place pretty quick, and he accepted it.
He did.
And so I just think you just got to be you. You're never going to be happy if you're not allowed to be that.
No.
And, so, but now in saying that, then you not need to allow your spouse to be that too. I have seen, you know, my father was very friendly, like me.
Yes.
But a lot of women would take that wrong and think that he was flirty. Well, I've had men take it wrong with me. And then I wouldn't realize that they thought I was flirting, because that was not in my heart at all. And I'd be like, what? When somebody would say something to me, and I would be like, no way. And
it's just me.
So you don't want to try to control that he's friendly. You can't necessarily help women that misinterpret that. But you could say, maybe that makes me uncomfortable when you do this.
Just be honest.
You know, could you just try to pull back on that a little bit? I love the fact that you're friendly. I love the fact that you're kind. But they're taking this wrong. So can you just please? And I think that's perfectly fine. So you don't squelch the individuality, but you kind of guide it a little bit.
Yes.
Because the rules do change when you get married, and you need to honor your spouse.
Yes.
And that is a way you can do it.
Great idea.
Joe, can you share a memorable experience where prayer played a significant role in resolving a marital issue and strengthening your bond as a couple.
How much time have we got, babe? I don't think we have enough time. I went on a marriage cruise with a big church out of Michigan, and I think we had 121 couples. And the first night out, we separated the men from the women. Great church, great pastor, good people. And so we separated the men from the first night out. And I asked the men, we just got together and just sit down, had a great meal. And we're sitting down and said, let me ask you a question. How many of you men have prayed for your wife in the last week? Be honest. God's looking. Be truthful. How many of you men have prayed for your wife in the last week? 12 hands went up out of 121. 12. Christian men, spirit-filled men, have prayed for the wife last week. Okay, another question. How many of you prayed for your wife in the last month? 6 more hands went up. That was it. So if Christian men are not praying for the wife, if you're not praying for your wife, who do you think is? If you're not praying for your marriage, who do you think is? You think there's a group of people in a basement somewhere interceding for your marriage that it'll go well? No. It starts with you. You got to pray for your own marriage, your own spouse, your money, your health, your wealth, your relationship. The Bible says you got to pray without ceasing, especially when you're married. And I tell ladies, you know, I pray all the time. Now, I'm real different. I don't ever bow my heads and close my eyes when I pray. The Bible says watch and pray. So I'm be talking to myself. An angel will come through the house, see what are we doing. So I'm just praying. What? I'll be working on the computer. I'll just be talking. I'm just talking to God about something. And so I don't have to get holy, light a candle, shave my head, or hum a hymn. I just talk to God. Hey, God, you know, I'm dealing with this. I need some wisdom on this thing and order my steps. Thank you. Give me divine favor. You promised around the rights of divine favor. I need divine favor, even with Angel. And Angel needs divine favor in the situation she's dealing with another person. So you pray all the time and God answers prayer, but not if you're not asking him. So I try to imagine Angel following me around with a big thick book and it's all the prayers I've prayed in the last week. Well, if God says, okay, let's stop a minute. Let's look at the book, see what you've done the last week. Well, that book will be blank. Well, son, I can't do anything for you. You're not asking me. You have not because you asked not. Ask that your joy might be made full. So you got to pray for your spouse. Yeah. I mean, about everything. Pray for your spouse every day. So that's a good thing to do.
It's a very important thing to do, especially in these days.
Yes.
Because these are serious days.
Yes, they are. And we're glad to be here.
Families, our church, our children, our parents. Nation. Oh, our nation for sure. I'm not going to say anything else.
It's a great day to be alive. God saw every human that would ever be born. God saw me before I was ever. He saw my mom before she met my dad. He saw me coming. He said, all the days of your life have been recorded in heaven before one ever took shape. God saw me coming. It's a divine plan for my life. I was born for such a time as this. You were born for such a time as this. It's not an accident. I don't care if you never knew who your parents were. God knew your parents were. He knew you were coming. He's got a divine plan for your life. And so you just need to start listening to God. He'll order your steps, direct your path, guide you in all truth, show you things to come, talk to you when you go to sleep, talk to you when you wake up. You got it made, but you got to tap into the source.
I'm about to get a beat going here. Woo. We love you guys. Thanks so much. And please join us next Monday, too.
Yes.
And share this with your friends.
Yes.
And like us on Facebook and Instagram. And
yeah, hit that like button. I like those
YouTube.
Like buttons.
Have a great day, guys. We love you.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. And we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.